From just outside Ladd People Stadium in Mobile, Alabama, I'm Andrew Mason for Broncos TV, down here for Senior Bowl practices. And, you know, you probably know about some of the Power 5 prospects, but let's look at some Group of 5 and FCS guys who've stood out so far this week and I think have improved their draft stock. Number one, Taylor Moton out of Western Michigan. Now, if you followed Western Michigan this year and you followed college football, really, you know what kind of season the Broncos had, unbeaten until they lost in the Cotton Bowl. Moton was a big part of the reason why the Broncos were so successful this year. You know, outstanding as a right tackle, very strong lower body. It's hard to get him dislodged in pass protection, and he's also got quick enough feet to get upfield and really power downfield in the run game. He's had a good week. I think he's at least a second-day pick. Cooper Rupp, wide receiver out of Eastern Washington. Other guys had a good week, has caught everything, adjusts well to the ball in flight, tough, can play inside, outside, can even return punts. I think he's had a great week. His stock is going up. And then a couple of tight ends to note. Mike Roberts out of Toledo and Gerald Everett out of South Alabama. Both guys from Group of Five conferences. Roberts, very good value. Big hands, 11 5/8 inches. Catches everything. A huge red zone threat for Toledo with 16 touchdowns. He's carried that over this week and has also delivered as a blocker. Gerald Everett, I think you could say, is a poor man's O.J. Howard. O.J. Howard from Alabama, he's going to go in the top 10, top 15 of the draft the way he's going. But Everett has been very solid so far this week. I think he's moving up some draft boards. It's a few names to watch from here in Mobile, so plenty more on DenverBroncos.com. I've got plenty of details on other players who've caught my eye, so check that out. And, of course, the mailbag coming up this weekend. I'm Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.